The issue is that if a federal employee negligently accesses classified information, it may impact their ability to hold a security clearance. And these days, given that many federal employees require a security clearance as a condition of their continued federal employment, it certainly puts their job at risk for them to access WikiLeaks.
So,
now, the problem is...
Yeah, how do you know?
Right. The problem is it comes after the fact.
Yeah.
Right? You've already accessed WikiLeaks because it's a national news story. And then... 2 weeks later, you find out that it may cost you your job. Certainly, everybody should be worried. There are specific mitigating factors that are applicable to this situation under the executive order and the guidelines created to address that in security clearance adjudication scenarios. But it's certainly something that could cause concern for federal employees and applicants, too. I mean, it's even worse if you're an applicant for federal employment and you're not even a federal employee, nor do you know what the security clearance rules are, and you access WikiLeaks because everybody has been reporting on it, and you're curious to know what's going on there, and then you find out that you may have put your federal career at risk before it even starts. So it is certainly something that folks should be concerned of.
Now, walk me through a couple of the details here, because I know one of the things people said is, well, I'll just, not people said, but one of the things that I saw a commentator say is, they'll just look at it from home. Does that make a difference whether you look at it at work or look at it at home?
It does not, because the reality is that the security clearance investigators now are going to be primed for this question. So that when you go into your Office of Personnel Management background check, the investigators are going to probably ask people point blank if they've accessed WikiLeaks in the last 6 months. And if the answer is yes, then you're going to have problems potentially with getting a security clearance or keeping a security clearance. So it's kind of a catch-22 that folks are in right now. Hopefully the result will be, workable result will be that the United States government will put more emphasis on those mitigating factors that apply in security clearance adjudications, such as that the access to the classified information was not intentional, that it was, that it wasn't designed to thwart national security, that the person wasn't acting, with a specific intent to violate the law.
Well, let me walk you through another question, because one of the other things that I saw was, and I know a lot of people are, a lot of sites are reposting this site on different websites. So if you come across WikiLeaks data, but it wasn't on the WikiLeaks site, it seems like it's still the classified information. Does that also get you in trouble?
It could. So it's almost asking folks to sort of bury their head in the sand.
Yeah.
Which is contrary to how democracy runs generally. So it is sort of a catch-22 for folks. I wouldn't go hunting for WikiLeaks information, and certainly wouldn't access it on government computers at a minimum, and I would try to avoid it even in on private computers until this issue is ironed out.
And I didn't even ask that question, but I'm assuming just don't do it on a government computer, because that's very well, that can be easily seen.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other question here was, so let's say you maybe accidentally, you somehow somebody sent you a link and you clicked on it, you're on Twitter or something and you click off and it's WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
And you get off it immediately and you are in the clearance process. Is it something, do you say to the person, is it something that you, disclose, or is it something that you just avoid and hope they come, don't ask the question? How do you deal with it then?
Well, generally speaking, in these investigations, the investigators are going to ask, even if they don't ask the direct question, we'll say, is there anything else that I should know about in terms of,
Yeah, that awful question. Anything else I should know about, right?
That catch-all, which causes people to really get nervous and sort of confess things. To try to avoid problems down the road. And it is a tricky situation. If you have a clearance and you're up for renewal, you've got an affirmative duty to disclose to your agency anything that could raise a security concern for you. That would include, accessing WikiLeaks apparently, or WikiLeaks posted information that the government considers classified. And you've got to explain the circumstances in full. Did you go surfing for this? Did you go hunting for this? Especially in light of OMB's statement that one should not do this. Did you disregard that And does that show poor judgment, or does that show a disregard for the law? Did it happen before OMB came out with its order, and therefore it wasn't something that you knew about? But the bottom line is, you know, folks know about it now. So if you're in a security clearance reinvestigation process, people have the affirmative requirement to report things that have occurred in their life which could raise a security concern. So the officer of the court answer is that folks need to tell their security officials about this stuff before waiting for the security officials to ask them, because you got to be expecting right now that folks are going to, the investigators are going to be asking this question point blank.
And have you heard whether OMB will clarify that order, you know, because it did come out 2 weeks after WikiLeaks data had already been out there, and it and created, essentially, as a good Catholic, these limbo people.
Yep, it is a difficult situation. Now, the mitigating factors that apply that I've sort of detailed in terms of whether it was just a regular occurrence, that it wasn't intentional, that it was accidental, that the person promptly reported, you know, engaged in activities that show good judgment to secure national security. If those mitigating circumstances apply, hopefully this doesn't create a floodgate situation where all these, you know, dedicated federal employees and applicants, many of whom may have had clearances for years, just by the pure happenstance of them, you know, coming upon this normal search on the internet and just accidentally accessing it and not realizing that it was a violation of law. You know, if it's taken to its possible extent, it can really cause a big problem for federal employees. Hopefully the government's not going to push it that far.
Well, and the other thing, this isn't really just federal employees. This is contractors, too. And I know a lot of contractors have blocked that site altogether, blocked WikiLeaks. But this is contractors need their security clearances just as much as feds do.
Yeah, so it's potentially a huge, huge problem for the federal government and its contractors and its employees and even its job applicants. And, you know, you've got to take a reasonable, you know, if you're one of the judges in these scenarios or the government as an institution, you've got to take a reasonable approach. Otherwise, you know, potentially lots of dedicated federal employees or contractors could be out on the street, which doesn't make any sense for the American taxpayer.